Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of peace, egalitarianism, sustainability, abundance, and health for all. Freedom worldwide. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. In this episode, we're featuring the practices in contemporary society that are hidden in plain sight. And one of them is the chemtrails. In central Massachusetts, I've been observing a lot of chemtrails, a massive amount, and yet doesn't seem to be in the public's conversation. And that definitely relates to veganism. And I think that for veganism, there's the focus and the scope. And so the focus has been a lot with animals or health. And yet the scope of veganism is much broader. It's a freedom movement, a liberation movement, a non-exploitation. It's quite extensive. And so joining us is Dr. Will Tuttle, who is the author of The World Peace Diet. And we'll be talking about the chemtrails and other practices in contemporary society that are hidden in plain sight. Thank you, Dr. Tuttle, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Great. Thank you, Marlene. And I think it's a very important topic that you're bringing up here, because what is referred to as chemtrails is actually called geoengineering. And now more recently, it's being called solar radiation management. But if people look up into the sky and pay attention, they will see that there are planes that are leaving behind them these white trails that don't disappear. They expand and they create a grid in the sky. And this has been going on now for many years. And it's funny that a lot of people don't even seem to be aware of it. But I think it's one of those things. It's kind of like you were saying, in the vegan movement we have, we're sitting there eating the flesh of a cow or a pig or a chicken, but we just say, oh, no, I'm having a pork chop. That's all. It's not a cow or a pig. Or, you know, we're kind of trained from infancy to be unaware of what we're actually doing, because that way we're more easily exploited. And, you know, my PhD in education at Berkeley focused on understanding intelligence and the underlying structure of our society and the purpose of the educational system. And really, I've become to realize as the years go by since then that not only our educational system, but the mainstream media and government agencies as well are really dedicated to doing all they can to confuse us and to make us not understand what's really happening in our society. And I think this phenomenon that you mentioned of the sky getting covered by these white plumes is a good example of this. And I've done quite a bit of research into this. So would you like me to say a little bit more about what it actually is?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay, so it's been well documented. In fact, if you go to geoengineeringwatch.org, Jane Wigington, who runs that website, has actually spent a lot of money and hired a NOAA, the National Oceanographic Aeronautics Association, scientists in a plane and went up and trailed and went behind these planes that are spewing this. And this is happening all over the United States and all over the world. It's been happening since the end of World War II, actually, but only really a lot in the last maybe 20 years or so. And they analyzed the contents that were coming out of the nozzles of these planes, and the metals, basically, they're different types of metals. There's aluminum. There's a lot of aluminum, strontium, and barium. They were definitely, and these are toxic, and they're nanoparticles, and so there's various theories. They're actually officially recognized. I mean, this is not a conspiracy theory. They actually do say that they are spraying these on purpose, and it's to help with global warming. They say it's they're spraying this particulate matter in the skies in order to deflect the sun's light so the planet will not warm up as much. It's like part of the battle against global warming is the excuse that's being used for doing this, because people have been really starting to ask about, like, what is all this going on? And so a lot of it is still hidden, like what's really happening. What the research seems to show, though, is that it's part of something much bigger, which is weather modification or weather control, or what's also called weather warfare. And back in 1962, Lyndon Johnson, who was at that point was the Vice President of the United States, made a speech, actually, where he said very clearly that it was one of the top priority of the U.S. military was weather warfare and weather control. And he said, he who controls the weather will control the world. And so this has been well understood to be a top priority of the U.S. military for many decades, is to develop the ability to control weather. And so what it is, if people have heard of HAARP, which is it was up in Alaska, I can't remember the exact acronym, it's HAARP. And it was basically what's referred to as an ionospheric heater. So it's capable of generating millions of volts of electrical energy and targeting the ionosphere of the Earth. And what they discovered is when they did that in conjunction with the metallic particles of chemtrails, that it was not difficult to control the weather, to move fronts, cold fronts and warm fronts around. And by doing that, they could set up patterns where areas would never receive rain or very rarely receive rain or get a lot of rain. And so they were able to create droughts and fires and then also hurricanes and storms. And of course, it's one of those things that's the most important thing for anyone who's trying to harm another is what's referred to as plausible deniability, where you can say, oh, no, we have nothing to do with that, and it's plausible because it's very hard to track what's going on. And so now these ionospheric heaters are all over the place. They have them on ships. They have them, you know, all over the world. They can heat up the ionosphere and change weather. And so I think it's very important for people to understand that we have been targeted with a lot of crises lately, right? We have the COVID crisis, and the whole idea in these crises, these emergencies, is that you scare everyone into something, and then you, out of that fear, you then push them into a direction that they normally would never want to go, but because they're afraid, you push them in that direction. It's the same thing we do with cows and pigs and chickens, right? You have a bunch of animals, you want to move them, you have to scare them, and then you can exploit them and use them. And so the same thing's happening, and we see this global warming, global climate change narrative getting rolled out more and more to scare all of us into giving up our basic freedoms to travel. And this is what we do to animals for when we want to exploit them for food. We have to understand this very clearly. For example, you have free-living sheep and goats and cows and so forth for millions of years living their lives without being interfered with by human beings. And then at one point, about 10,000 years ago, we started to herd them. We started to dominate and exploit them and have them and imprison them and have them be born into captivity. What is that? It's taking away their ability to move. When you take away a being's ability to move freely, you have now enslaved them. They're a slave. They're in prison. That's what's happening. I mean, they're telling us right now that because of anthropogenic climate change, we now are not going to be allowed to travel outside of 15 minutes. They have the rollout of 15-minute cities. When I was doing research into veganism, all of the researchers, their research was systematically suppressed. And we see the same thing with researchers who are showing, who are climate scientists, saying, wait a minute, there's no such thing as anthropogenic climate change. They absolutely can never, ever get their research published or funded. And if anyone wants to do some research showing that human activity like fossil fuel burning is causing climate change, they get all kinds of funding, and they get everything gets published and promoted because that's the narrative. The narrative is coming from the wealthy elite, the very rich bankers, and those who are running behind the scenes. Basically, I think we all are aware of that by now, that we have the World Economic Forum, and we have incredibly powerful financial institutions like BlackRock and so forth that own virtually all the corporations. And it's in their best interest to have us no longer be able to travel and to be free on this earth. And so I'm really hoping that we start to look up into the sky and see what's going on there and realize that this is not in our best interest, that there's a force that's paying whole fleets of airplanes, especially its military planes and Department of Energy planes and some commercial airliners also, and get informed. You know, really, I think it's good to go to geoengineeringwatch.org and watch. There's a video there called The Dimming, about how solar radiation is being inhibited from reaching the Earth, and how the climate is being deliberately manipulated. And we can, you know, each one of us, I think, with our own wisdom, can put things together and figure out what's going on. You don't have to take my word for it. Just look up and see and do some research and think about what's really going on this earth, because it wouldn't take a whole lot for us human beings, unfortunately, to become exploited like livestock in this world of digital tracking, where everyone has a cell phone, and where we all, if we want to buy something, we have to show that we're vaccinated, for example, or that we are not traveling farther than 30 miles from our home, because that's not allowed because of global warming. So we have to realize that it's very easy at this point, with the extensive network of 5G antennas that's been assembled, and the whole push for what's referred to as the transhumanist agenda, which is really to create an internet where not only is all our appliances and our cell phones and our computers are all interlinked, but even eventually that we ourselves will be interlinked and be controllable. So all of these things basically follow the same template as the herders you have been using on animals. And right now, as we know, all of the animals that we're eating, the cows and pigs and chickens, they're all microchipped. You know, they're all digitally tracked, and we're doing that by the millions every day. So the ancient spiritual teachings all agree on the basic teaching that whatever we sow, we're going to reap. So if we're going to continue to insist on sowing the seeds of dominating and exploiting all these animals and taking away their freedom and their ability to travel and move, what makes us think that we're not going to experience the same thing ourselves? And if we look up into the sky, we can see the very mechanisms that are being used and rolled out in order to enforce that on us as livestock. So we should be really questioning this, getting informed about this, talking about it with other people, find ways to get this to stop, because this is the only reason this continues is because people are not aware of it. So I want to really thank you, Marlene, for bringing this up, because very few people are talking about this. And this is hidden in plain sight. It's right there, and yet very few of us seem to be able to understand how important it is that we speak up about this. And I think especially in Massachusetts, which is the state that really was the birthplace of the American Revolution, that we should be safeguarding our freedom and caring about the future of our children. So that's what I want to say about that. Thanks.
Thank you, Will. Thank you. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Tuttle. We're listening to the music of Will and Madeline Tuttle, Beyond the Sky, from their album Inspiration. Welcome back from the break, and thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. We're continuing our conversation with Dr. Tuttle about practices in contemporary society that are hidden in plain sight. Why do you think that the mainstream news is excluding the chemtrails from the news? How is 5G related to this?
There's something referred to back in the 1800s as a panopticon. A panopticon was sort of this idea of a prison that is so efficiently laid out that one person standing in the right place can watch, you know, all 100 prisoners. You know, he can see all 100 of them simultaneously, kind of arranged in a circular fashion. And this has been a goal in many ways, to be able to have some kind of an arrangement where just a few people can dominate and observe and control huge numbers of people. And so 5G is a big part of that. It gathers massive quantities of information. It's capable of killing or harming people if it's turned up to a high frequency. And it's being rolled out everywhere. The amount of money that it takes to do this is, again, it's enormous. But we have to realize that, you know, trillions of dollars are being created by the international banks and by the large banking, by the Federal Reserve and so forth. It's not difficult for them to create huge amounts of money that they can then use to increase their control. So I think that's something to really understand. And then as far as your question about the mainstream media, it's really the same thing we've been seeing with veganism and with health freedom. There's an official narrative that is formulated, which is the story that everyone is supposed to believe, and it's just put out in the mainstream media. And so it's not only what is talked about, it's also what is never talked about. And, you know, this is the mainstream media never talks about the benefits of fresh air and sunshine and whole organic food that's totally plant-sourced and vegan and so forth. You don't see that. They never talk about it, even though that's incredibly important and interesting. And so the same thing, they don't ever talk about what's right in front of our faces, the fact that we have, if you look up, these chemtrails or geoengineering plane trails, and what's the purpose and why are they there and who's paying for it and how long is it going to go and what's the history. I mean, it's definitely a newsworthy thing, but the problem is now we don't have journalism anymore. The journalism is completely dead. I mean, I was born and raised in a newspaper family. My father owned a whole chain of newspapers in the Boston area, outside Boston, and Concord and Maynard and Acton and Sudbury and all those towns around that area. And, you know, we used to have reporters who would go out and ask what's going on. And that doesn't happen anymore. Everybody gets their news from the Associated Press. There's a few, or Reuters. I mean, there's a few agencies, and they all agree on the story, and the story comes down from higher up, and that's the story that's going to be in the media. And you know, and if any journalists were to go and report on chemtrails, they know they would lose their job. I mean, they would just be fired. You're not allowed to talk about that. Or if they were to question any of the official narratives about climate change, for example, they would lose their job. So that's the problem. We have censorship on a massive scale, and journalists are indoctrinated right from the beginning, from school and in college, as we all are, that those who do what they're told and obey the authorities will get the rewards that the system has to offer, which are a good paycheck and security. But you've got to leave your conscience at the door. We can't tell the truth. Anyone who tells the truth, it's like George Orwell says, he said that telling the truth is a revolutionary act in an oppressive society. So I think that's really what veganism has always been about. It's been about standing up and speaking the truth. It is very obvious that when we're eating the flesh and secretions of abused animals, not only is it devastating to our ecosystems and to them, but to us as well. And it's very clear and obvious if we just pay attention and look at it for a few minutes and make the connections. But we're taught from the time of little infants never to do that. Don't make those connections. Don't think those thoughts, even though they're very obvious to our natural wisdom. And so with that as a foundation, it's not difficult to fool people. And so I call it, some people call it the ruling class. I call it the fooling class because they're fooling us all the time. And I remember, that great song by The Who where they said, "We won't get fooled again." And yet we keep getting fooled. It seems like over and over again. It's like Lucy and Charlie Brown. She keeps picking up the football and he keeps thinking he's going to kick it. And we keep getting fooled, and we're getting fooled again right now with climate change and these chemtrails, which are fooling people into thinking that we have this terrible anthropogenic climate change. But it's weather warfare that's causing whiplash temperature changes and freezing and then hot and cold and all these things. It's not difficult for them with these chemtrails to manipulate the weather, and then they use the narrative of global warming to lock us all down and imprison us. So we have to wake up and be savvy and not be so gullible. There's really something I call toxic gullibility, which is this unwillingness to question things. And I think anytime you have a situation where there's people who are trying to be deceptive, that is an unethical thing to try to deceive other people. But it is also unethical to be deceived. That's unethical, to sit there and actually believe people who are being deceptive without doing the research, questioning it. That's unethical. If someone were to come up to you and say, "Oh my gosh, what's that terrible rash on your face," or something, and you believe them and you run out and do something without looking in the mirror to see if you actually have a rash on your face. We need to be accountable for our gullibility. We should really make an effort to not allow ourselves to be deceived. And that's something that I see as one of the most serious problems in our society today is there's so many of us, I almost think it's a virtue to be trusting. And it is, in a way, it's a virtue to trust others. But we should know that when there are people in authority, and that we should not be gullible and just trust whatever they say. And that's, I think, what we have to do is hold these the media, the press, governments accountable. And if we don't, then we will be enslaved, just the way cows and pigs and chickens are enslaved. That's the way it's going.
Thank you, Dr. Tuttle. Yes, and it's obvious to me also with the hidden in plain sight, with the rollout of the global injection of that came in 2021, and the millions and billions of laboratory animals who are tortured and exploited and enslaved and harmed, and they're left out of the picture completely to the public. They're left out of the picture by the mainstream medical community talking about them, as well as the non-vegan freedom community. They will just talk about it like it's nothing. And yet, here we are talking about deep veganism, but that is the root cause of the exploitation of humans as well, as long as we continue to exploit those who don't look like us, the other animals. And the same with the food quote, food animals. We don't see them. The slaughter trucks, the slaughterhouses, the vegan activists who attempt to expose what's going on are all criminalized, literally. And yet here it is all hidden in plain sight, and the population at large doesn't think about it because it's not in the mainstream media or the educational system or the sermon.
Exactly. Yeah, no, that's really a good point. And I think it's very important to remember. I mean, we're just slaughtering, torturing all these animals for these horrible, poisonous injections. We really, if we don't wake up about these connections, then we'll find ourselves in the same position, really, as livestock.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dr. Tuttle. And what contact information can you share with our listeners?
Oh, thank you. I basically worldpeacediet.com or my name, willtuttle.com. Those two, Willtuttle. They take you to our website. My wife, Madeline, her cooking videos, vegan cooking, and my lectures, and our schedule of events that are coming up, and our training program that we have available for people, essays I've been writing, my new book, which is coming out this summer, called Food for Freedom, and I'm working on that right now. So we'd love to stay in touch with people, and the most important thing, of course, I'm not in any way criticizing individuals. We just need to understand the context that we're living in and realize that we are being attacked, actually, by a force that makes money on illness and on deception. And if we comply with that, it's going to get stronger. It's time for us to question it, to resist, to refuse to comply, to look more deeply, to cultivate our natural intelligence. To go vegan is the most important thing we can do, is to go vegan, to stop sowing the seeds of violence in these poor animals' lives. And then we'll actually be standing on a firm foundation for our own freedom and health and harmony and peace and justice in our life. Because if we don't give freedom and justice and health to these millions of animals who we hold in our hands, what right do we have to think that we deserve it for ourselves? You know, we don't. And that's, I think, the main problem why we seem so powerless to stop what's happening, is because I think deep down we're ashamed of our behavior. And it's time for us to have some self-respect, to respect animals, respect ecosystems, and respect future generations, and live lives of integrity. Why pay our brothers and sisters to do terrible things like polluting our skies or stabbing animals, when it's completely unnecessary? So we have to be an example, each one of us, of the kind of life we would like to see on this earth. And thanks again, Marlene, for shining your light. And thanks, everyone, for caring and for listening.
You're listening to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. This is Marlene in Massachusetts, wishing you a good day. Much thanks to my guest, Dr. Tuttle, who joined us via Skype from Northern California. We're listening to The Cow Song by Will Tuttle.